Chapter 9. Electric Cars. The last two chapters were about how SpaceX grew and developed after December 2008. This chapter is about Tesla at the same time. In December 2008, the Tesla company had very big money problems. Elon was worried because he did not want to lose the company. But then, on December 23rd, SpaceX won the billion-dollar NASA contract, and Tesla was safe. Between 2008 and 2012, Tesla sold 2,500 Roadsters, one of the first electric sports cars. Elon was happy, but he was already working on plans for a family car, the Model S. He wanted to build all its parts in his Tesla factory and to learn from the mistakes made with the Roadster. He also wanted his new car to look beautiful. Elon wanted to start selling the Model S in late 2009 or early 2010. The company needed to work very fast. In the summer of 2008, a new designer, Franz von Holzhausen, came to work at the company. Franz was from Connecticut, USA. His father was a designer, and Franz was interested in his father's work. He was also interested in cars. Before he came to work for Tesla, Franz studied at the Art Center College of Design in LA. In his vacations, he worked at the huge car companies Ford and Volkswagen. In 1992, he started work with the German car company Volkswagen. Volkswagen's most famous car was the Beetle, and Franz worked on the project to design a new Beetle. The project was secret. Only 50 people knew about it. It took 5 years to design the new Beetle. After 8 years at Volkswagen, Franz worked for two other huge car companies, General Motors and Mazda. At Mazda, he was the company's director of design. Franz was happy at Tesla. He liked the company and was excited about his job. Elon and Franz spoke every day, and Franz and his designers started working on their secret plans for the Model S. Engineers worked on the body of the Model S. The battery for the car was big and heavy, so the body of the car needed to be light. Elon wanted to make the body of the car in aluminum. No car companies in the USA used aluminum in their cars at that time, so the engineers had to find a way to do it. Elon also wanted a touchscreen in the car, but nobody made touchscreens for cars in 2008. So, Elon thought about trying computer screens. He tested small computer screens in the cars, and they worked. Elon Musk and Franz von Holzhausen. Tesla decided that 17 inches, 43 centimeters, was the best size for the touchscreens in the new Model S. The Tesla factory was open 24 hours a day. Engineers worked all day and all night. Franz finished his design and gave it to the engineers. Every Friday, the engineers took the car outside and they drove it around. Everybody in the factory stopped working to look at the car. Elon also came to look at the car and decide the next steps. Then, everyone went back to work. Franz wanted to show this exciting new car to the public. So, in March 2009, Elon showed a prototype of the Model S to the press for the first time. The car was not ready to drive on the road yet, but it looked good, and the public liked it. Other car companies, for example, Daimler and Toyota, were now interested in Tesla's work. They wanted to build electric cars too, so they asked Tesla to build batteries for them. Tesla's first contract was with Daimler. Daimler ordered 4,000 batteries. This was good business for Tesla. In May 2009, Daimler bought 10% of Tesla for $50 million, and Tesla built 1,000 batteries for the new Daimler smart cars. It was a very important time for Tesla. Then, in January 2010, the Department of Energy lent Tesla $465 million. But before Tesla could start building the new Model S, they needed a factory to make the new Model S cars in. They also needed machines, workers, and a lot more money. The Daimler Smart Car. Then Tesla found a car factory in Fremont, California. General Motors and Toyota owned the factory, but in 2008, after the financial crisis, General Motors had big money problems and the company could not use the factory anymore. Toyota also had problems, and they planned to leave the factory too. 5,000 people could lose their jobs. But Elon had an idea. Tesla and Toyota could work together to save the factory. In April 2010, Tesla agreed to buy a large part of the factory for $42 million, and Toyota agreed to invest $50 million in Tesla. Toyota got 2.5% of the company, and Tesla got a new factory. But Tesla still needed more money. So, on June 29, 2010, Tesla became a public company. Tesla got $226 million in one day. Elon started hiring new workers, and Tesla moved to bigger offices. In 2012, the Model S was almost ready, and Tesla was working on its next car, the Model X. The Model X was a bigger family car than the Model S, with 7 seats. Elon wanted the car to be comfortable for bigger families, like his family, with 5 children. He and Franz worked together on the design. They wanted the doors to open like a bird's wings. Then it was easy for a parent to get their children into the car. The engineers did not like working on the doors because they were difficult to make. But the public loved them. The Model X was a great family car. The Model X.